James, you're welcome to the show and thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Amber. I'm glad to be on.
So James, before we go into the specifics maybe of the report, this is the inaugural IFAC Family Business Report 2026. Talk me through the process, I suppose, and why you decided to compile this report in the first place.
Look, we deal with an awful lot of SME businesses, family businesses up and down the length and breadth of the country. From dealing with those businesses and talking with them, we get a sense of their mood and where they're at. But this year we decided, look, we wanted to test that against some research. So we employed and engaged the MORAC to do a bit of research with us. And the results really from that survey have been quite stark, really, in terms of succession, confidence, optimism, AI, amongst many other things.
Yeah, okay. And I want to talk to you about those, I suppose, different areas that you've mentioned there as well. We might start with the succession planning, first of all, because that was a quite stark figure. I think it was more than 6 in 10 Irish family businesses. They've no succession plan in place. So that was quite a stark finding for me. I can imagine it was for you as well, James.
It was and it wasn't. We know clients want to talk about succession. We know they want to engage with it. I think the barrier to them actually doing it is time. The one thing about family businesses is it's stretched, it's high paced, it's a million and one different priorities at a given point in time. And often succession is pushed to the back. But in terms of business continuity, in terms of tax efficiency, in terms of wealth plan and wealth management, the earlier you can engage in that process with your advisor, the better. That's the advice. The nugget really from the report here is to engage early, have the conversations, sit around the family table, sit around the board table, and engage with your advisor in relation to how this business succeeds beyond you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose we all know succession planning, it is so important and it needs to be, I suppose, a clear and a concrete plan as well, doesn't it, James, that everyone is aware of that's working within the business, I suppose, so people know your wishes.
Yeah, well, they say there's two things certain in life, death and taxes. So, I mean, our job is to plan for the eventuality of one and to minimise the second. So, look, the earlier lead-in time and the longer lead-in time, I should say, that we have for a business in engaging in that process, the better the result is going to be. Generally, if you look at it, what's the different mechanisms by which you can exit your business? There's really four. That would be succession onto the next generation, onto the family. So having a conversation in the family, are they willing to actually take on what you've been doing? Outside of family succession, it could be a sale to a third party. If it's a sale to a third party, have you the thing structured correctly that a third party would be interested in, would be willing to pay value for the business? Is the business value solely tied up in you as its founder and key person, or is it capable of running itself beyond your time in that business? Third option might be a management buyout. And finally, it could be an orderly wind down and liquidation. Whichever of those four it is going to be, the earlier you plan for it and engage with your advisor on that, again, the better the result is going to be.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose the impact maybe of not having a plan in place is quite stark as well, isn't it? Because things can happen unexpectedly, James, whether it be maybe an owner might pass away unexpectedly, or they might be badly injured in an accident, maybe, and unable to work, and plans need to be put in place as opposed to replace them as well. So it can be quite stark if one of these plans aren't in place and people don't know what to do in these unexpected circumstances.
So then last week I was talking to a successful SME, and that very point was brought up by the client, who basically took the view, look, I mean, you don't wait for the bang, basically. Don't wait for the heart attack. Don't wait for the unfortunate thing. And then you're under pressure and you're panicked, and that's where things can go wrong. So while you might be leaving the business for 10 years, start thinking about it. Start making sure that the structure's in place from a tax efficiency, wealth management, and managerial structure point of view, that this business is able to succeed you.
Absolutely. If a business is listening, maybe they don't really know where to start. They don't have a succession plan in place. They're listening to you now, maybe might be panicking a little bit, thinking they need to get it in place. What's the very first place they should start, or where should they turn to first, James?
But there's no need to panic, first of all. They've enough to be panicked about with the uncertainties that are out there in the world at the moment. But in terms of a good place to start, it is internally around that kitchen table at the boardroom, having a chat inside the family, inside the business. What does the future actually look like? Where do you want to be in 10 years' time? And then it's about designing how you actually get there. And in terms of that design process, it's really engaged Relationship with your accountant is one purely of compliance, of getting the accounts done and the taxes filed. You need to broaden that out either with your existing accountant or engage an advisor who specialises in succession to start that ball rolling then as well, as soon as you possibly can.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose you mentioned uncertainty there and rising costs and the uncertain market, I suppose, that we're all living in at the moment. They're causing a lot of pressure and a lot of stress for businesses as well. I know the report looked at that aspect as well, James. What were some of the findings there?
No surprise. It shows a sector in consolidation mode. Uncertainty is definitely having an impact on investment. There's no doubt about that. But it's also highlighting and showing the massive resilience that is within Irish family business sector then as well, to face financial crash, to face COVID, to face war in Ukraine, war in the Middle East. There's always a challenge, but this sector is really, really empowered to succeed in an ever increasingly uncertain climate.
Yeah. And I suppose it all probably comes back, does it, to having those conversations that you spoke about earlier when you were talking about succession planning. I suppose those kind of conversations when it comes to, I suppose, that uncertain feeling as well and the pressure of rising costs, but all different aspects of the business, it probably proves to be the best way to tackle them as well, just to talk to those in the business with you, I suppose, and to share your worries maybe, but to get the feelings out there anyway.
Know your numbers and know your structure. And again, it comes back to that thing of, you know, try and take yourself out of working in the business and more working on the business. Easier said than done, but that helicopter view, looking down on your business, looking at the challenges, threats, opportunities that it's got, and make sure you're putting a plan in place. If nothing else, it gives massive, massive confidence and peace of mind to family businesses up and down the length and breadth of the island.
Yeah, I can imagine it absolutely does. Something we're hearing so much about as well, and we've spoken about it a lot about it on the show as well, James, before, is AI and I suppose the impact that it can have on businesses. And I know, again, that the report did look at that. And I'm just wondering, how were Irish businesses feeling maybe about AI and the impact that it could possibly maybe have on their business?
Alarmingly, the report seems to have a lack of thought on AI at the moment in the sector. Crazy stat there and how little engagement there's actually been in terms of AI, with a lot of businesses viewing it as 1 in 3 believe AI will make their business more competitive, which is a good thing. But there's an awful lot who don't see it having an impact on their business. 53%, which is a mad stat, really, because it is almost certainly going to have an effect on most businesses out there. And it could be just a lack of knowledge, maybe a little knowledge gap. It's certainly something we can assist with in terms of looking at the business, looking at the exposures within that business to AI, but also and equally looking at the opportunities that AI might create for that particular business.
Yeah. And something I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, James, as well, was I think when it comes to a lot of family businesses, personal wealth is also tied up in the business in many of those cases as well. Is that something that this report looked at as well?
It did. And if you look at that in terms of business continuity, whatever that business might be, one of the biggest barriers to successful transition of the business onto the next generation is that over-reliance support for the key founders in it. So that's looking well ahead of time in terms of making sure that this business is working for you as an individual, so that when it comes to a point that you're looking at pulling back from that business, you're financially secure. So pensions, structures, all that kind of stuff then needs to be carefully considered well ahead of time.
And if anyone wants to read a little bit more about this family business report and find out a little bit more of some of the highlights maybe in it, is it available on the website or where can they access it, James?
It's on ifact.ie and available there for download.
Fantastic. Well, James, it's been lovely to talk to you this evening and thanks so much for taking the time to join me on
the
show.
Likewise. Thanks, Amber.